Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Gathering. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we're happy to be here on another holiday week Tuesday night.
Yes. It's the 4th of July in 2 days. So we're celebrating. Actually, we are in the Superfan Anita
headquarters. Superfan Anita's! Woo!
Actually, we're sitting out on her screen porch on a beautiful Minnesota day.
It is perfect.
It is perfect. And we're celebrating the 4th of July.
And
we have all kinds
also
of good stuff.
Celebrating.
And Oh, Canada.
She almost started singing the song.
I know, I did. I did, because you know what? Anita's Canadian, and it was Canada Day when?
Yesterday.
So it falls a couple of days before, 3 days before the 4th of July.
Yep. So we brought snacks. We brought red, white, and optional blue, depending on what bite you want to celebrate Canada versus the United States. So you add blueberries, and now we jump to the United States. Just strawberries, and you go right to Canada.
That's right.
So we're celebrating both with
we have all kinds of good summer
food.
Yes, good summer food. And, like I said, so it's a beautiful day out here. So if you hear birds chirping, hey, you know, usually we have cats and dogs on the Gathering, and tonight we're going to have birds.
It's a different animal kingdom over here.
It's awesome. We love it. Heidi, how are you? What's shaking this week?
It is a busy week, and I'm super happy that it's busy. I'm always happy when it's busy. I think a lot of people took this week off because the holiday lands on Thursday. Yes. So I think a lot of people just took the whole week off, as some people just do anyway over the holiday. But they booked their sessions like way in advance. They're like, I have this week off. What do you have open? So I've been like swamped this week, which is cool. I mean, like all day, all night, it's crazy. And I know that the energies, we were talking about this before the show with Anita Sarge too, our producer, about all these retrogrades and all these things happening and Mercury's coming, and I think people are a little bit affected by it. Some people are not. Like, I have been quite chill. Even with everything going on, I've been quite chill.
I didn't know.
So
maybe it won't be a bad one this time. I always worry about the Mercury one because that's the one that really affects me. It starts on the 7th.
On the 7th and goes through the 31st is like the full-on retrograde. I know it's ramping up right now and it'll have a little decline at the end. But, you know, I think too, I was talking with a client today because she was asking me if it's been nutty. And I said, well, I think for some people it is, you know, depending on, and I don't do astrology, but I would imagine that depending on what planets are in what houses of your birth chart and whatever, that some of these retrogrades hit people in a certain way and some of them don't, you know, or just these planetary alignments and different things happening. We had a solar eclipse today. So I think those affect different people in different ways based on all those things that I don't know much about. So anyway, so some people I think can just roll on through them and smooth sailing, right? And then some people are just like, oh my god, this is nuts. And I've felt pretty calm last week or so, where other people are really struggling. So it's been crazy, and people are like, do you have any last minute appointments? I'm like, oh yeah, I got
I've been actually kind of chill too, you know, busy and trying to get some rest, and you know, so yeah, I don't know. So I was kind of taken aback when you guys said it was Mercury retrograde next week. I'm like, oh my god, no, not again.
Well, don't worry about it. It may not do.
That's
you may not have to worry about a thing.
I'm not going to think about it, right?
Yeah.
I know, it'll be fine. And then we have the full moon this month. And you know what? The full moon happens to be on my birthday, can I just say? And I am a child. So this will be awesome. I still have to book an appointment with Rockets Redgler for my astrology reading.
All right, right. Yep.
I'm hoping she can get me in. I kind of spaced that one out.
I was going to say, it's getting kind of close. She might be busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send her a chat, a message later. But anyway, yeah, so it is a busy week, and I have one more day, and then I'm off. I can't decide if I'm going to take Monday off too. But then I'm off the whole week of the 16th. So I'm thinking, do I want to take it off? And I kind of want to take it off too.
Well, then take it off.
That's what I think.
I say take
so
it off.
So I might be off for a while.
Yeah, why not?
I know.
Yeah, we're gone for part of the weekend. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good thing you take it off.
Yes. And I can come home and get everybody straightened out and, you know, the dog's back and under control and,
yeah,
you know, Duncan all happy again. And, yeah, so Squatchers will be up at Big Bit Days this weekend. So it's going to be fabulously fun. It always is. If anyone here in Minnesota is looking for something to do this weekend, come on up to Reamer. You know, Reamer has declared itself as the home of Bigfoot because of all the reports up there. Personally, I believe it's in Bena, but, you know, it's okay. It's pretty close to Reamer. So we will be there, and we will have a booth on Main Street. I think we're going to be right next to the Catholic Charities or the Catholic Ladies Bake Club. So come and get some good bacon.
I want to be next.
Stop by our booth.
I want to be next to a bake club. And I don't care who's selling it.
Just I know, right?
Put me next to the bake club.
I know.
And we don't have to go far to get food, and we're supporting a good cause. So
I know. I know. So we will be up there all day, and they do have a storytelling time at 2:30, I think. And this year there's no real agenda for that. So I think it's just going to be a crapshoot. You know, whoever wants to talk can get up and talk, and we'll see how that works. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But I'm happy just to stay at the booth all day because, you know what, I love to meet people, and I love to hear all the stories. And, you know, we get a lot of clues, and we get a lot of hints about where to go up there.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to talk to people.
Everybody has a story.
Yes. And I would rather listen to them than talk myself. You know what I mean? They always want us to tell them about things too, but it's funner to just listen to them.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that goes. But Bigfoot Days is always fun, and it's just – every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And last year we were setting up our booth and we had people already, remember?
Oh, yeah.
People just were there. We had a ton of people, two or three deep, all day long.
Yeah.
So
it's good that we had as many people at our booth as we did working there.
Yes.
Because every one of us had someone that we were talking to all the whole day.
It was crazy. So I have a feeling it'll be that way this year too. So it'll be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's exhausting though. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, we're like, oh my God.
But it's cool. And we're going to have, I just got my orange hat today.
Yeah.
We ordered more hats and shirts and I got my orange hat. I had the green one. And I'm so excited for the orange hat. It is fantastic. So they will be on sale for anybody that's up there.
T-shirts and so we have a lot of hats. The hats are really the most popular thing, I think.
Yeah, we ran out last time.
So we have plenty of green ones and a brand new shipment of the orange ones, and all kinds of t-shirts. The girl, the favorite one of everybody is "A Girl Can Do What She Wants to Do," and we have plenty of those.
Yep.
So
yep.
Come by and get some Squatchers gear and tell us your stories most of all. Even if you don't buy anything, just stop by and say hi and, you know, meet us. And, you know, like I said, the gathering will be very represented there. So,
yep.
You know, both Heidi and I will be there. So
yep.
Love to meet you if you're in Minnesota and want something to do this weekend.
Yep. You know, I'm just going to make another comment about those orange hats. I love them so much. And we bought them because of going out in the fall, right?
Yeah.
When we're out squatching in the fall because it's hunting season.
Yes.
And what we found is that we wear them all year round because when we're out walking in the woods and we split into groups, we can see each other from a distance.
Like, it works really good.
Yeah, in the spring, summer, whatever, you can see that bright orange through the foliage with the trees and the shrubs and the grasses and stuff. They're awesome.
They are. And we have orange shirts, too.
We
don't have any for sale, but all of us team members have one. And they do work really well. I know that time that I couldn't, because I had just had knee surgery and I couldn't make it across the bog.
Right.
And you and Katie went
out, out there.
It was great.
Just saying.
I could see you could see me. Everybody
right.
was all cool. And,
yep.
you know, we were good. So
like, that's where, that's Steph over there. It's where we left her to be eaten by the wolves. Okay, let's keep going.
It's all good. I was not eaten by the wolves.
You were
I
not.
I was just fine out there.
No, you were not eaten by the wolves. It was great. So we're happy for that.
Yeah, so we're good. But I'm trying to find a picture of them, and if I can find it fast, I'll put it on the Gathering Facebook page, because they are really cool hats. And I remember when we got the orange ones, I had put them on Twitter. I think I put both of them on Twitter. And I had several comments that said something about, oh, those orange hats. You know, people just loved them. And we didn't have them for sale at that time. We just bought them for us.
Because we needed them.
Because we needed them, because we were out in the woods.
Yeah.
Come see us at our booth up there, and it'll be fun. And, you know, you can meet all the other Bigfoot. There's a few other teams will be there too. So, it'll be fun. So outside of that, today is UFO day.
It is. Happy UFO day, everybody.
Happy UFO day. And I'm not sure what all that means. I guess, you know, just happy if you believe in UFOs, or if you think they're out there, or if you've seen one. And Heidi's got an active investigation of a UFO.
Yes. We're going out on the 20th. We're going to do an overnight at this home that has had UFO activity. So we're going to do an overnight there.
So and that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I might bring a banner that says land here with a picture of a UFO on it. I don't think she'd mind. She wants some answers. I'm thinking I might just have one made so that in my yard I can put it there for just every day. Like, land here. You're welcome to land here, you know, and see what happens. Because, I mean, I say that, and then that's because I haven't had an experience. I mean, some people that have had an experience would think it's certifiable, because they're like, it's scary as heck. But since I haven't had one, I don't know that. So, anyway.
I want to see one, but, you know.
I want to see what
Although
she
I do
saw.
Think they target certain people, right? I really
this
do.
This has been going on her whole life.
You know, huh?
This has been going on her whole life, and she found out, what's interesting, she found out that her family, once everybody kind of grew up and moved out, really split up in different directions. I don't think it was a fantastic childhood. And so they didn't talk about a lot of stuff. And now she's kind of trying to reconnect to say, do you remember? And they're all like, that happened. So they've had experiences since then. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the family is, you know, but I guess if you're, you know, like anything that you're tracking, you want to, you know, you look at family members, you look at, you know, like, let's say it's a medical thing, right? You're looking at heart conditions or something. You might want to look at all the things that make this person and people in their family, you know, so to find out if there's this, that, or anything. So if they're doing, like, I'm not saying they're doing some kind of testing, but what if they are? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want to look at the family members around this person as well? Or, you know, we do this to this one, and this is a sibling, we do the same thing to them. How do they react? Are they different? Are they the same? Like, I don't know.
Well, and, you know, from talking with Jean Walker, who's with MUFON, remember, she said she's been having these encounters and everybody in her family all her life, you know, and different people that we've talked to say the same thing, that it's just been happening. So I do think, like I said, I do think they target certain people. And, you know, you and I, Heidi, may never see one. We may never have that experience if we haven't already.
Well,
you
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
It's fun. I mean, you know, like last summer we went down to Elmwood, Wisconsin too, and we were at this farm that they had many experiences and seen many UFOs, you know, and there were some weird things in the sky, but I wouldn't know that they were UFOs, you know, so there's a weird feeling in that whole area, you know, but Ghost Dan says he loves the Susie Homemaker pick of you.
I don't know about that. I didn't make this food. I do make food. I cook and I bake. And I love it, but I didn't have time today, so then I didn't make this. But and I sew too, so I guess I am.
Yeah, but we're kind of busy during the week, so for a homemade for us during the week is probably not going to happen.
Not today.
No.
It wasn't happening. Glow sticks for your SOS, Timepiece says. Yeah, I might, glow stick, lay it out in the yard and do like a...
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. You could.
Yeah. You know what you could do? Glow-in-the-dark spray paint and spray it in the grass, because you're going to mow it off anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And just put land here.
Land here.
Glow-in-the-dark. Put it out during the day so it has time to charge up or however that stuff works. Do they have glow-in-the-dark spray paint? I'm going to assume that they do. Let's assume they do. They do? Super fan Anita says yes. So, yeah, we'll just... But she may not appreciate that idea because she has to live with it right. for a few days before
yes,
she mows.
Because they'll say land here.
Maybe you know? I'll ask before I whip out the spray paint.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll ask. Interesting. I'll ask. I'll do the right thing.
Mow a crop circle, Karin says.
I'm not getting there that early.
No.
That's awesome.
Gosh. Anyway, so...
So, well, our topic tonight, right,
yeah.
Seth? So, this came about from a couple weeks ago. We were talking about intuition. And I ran into a gal that listens to our show weekly. Her name is Laura. Hi, if you're listening. I know she'll be listening at some point. And she was like, that was a great topic, but you didn't get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that we did talk about, it's not like she said we weren't talking about good stuff. But she's like, you need more. And I said, oh, that's a good idea. So, we're kind of continuing the topic. Mm-hmm. tonight mm-hmm. and talking about intuition. What we talked about last time was more of our background, like
yeah, exactly.
where we came from,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
fine.
Yes.
And but it's like more about how it works, how it happens. I think we can speak into just our own personal experiences
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
that's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak into things that I've worked with clients too,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I know of them. But
mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of talk about that stuff and see where we go. And if you have a comment in the chat room, you know, go ahead and post it because we'll share it, or an experience too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, you can do that and we'll share it on the air.
So where do you want to get started, Heidi?
Well, I guess I want to talk about what it's like what kind of experiences you and I have, and then we can branch out into just some of the other things that we know happen. Actually, I'll start with, here's one thing that happened. I got an email this morning from a friend of mine who's in England, Brian. I've known him for, I don't know, it's like 4 or 5 years now. And he's living in England with his wife. And he emailed me this morning and said, hey, I just want to let you know that you stopped by last night.
And you stopped by?
And I was like, I'm reading this going, I can't even tell you how many of these kind of messages or emails or comments I get from people on a regular basis. And he said, you checked in to make sure we're okay and tell us, you know, that we needed to get new tires on our car and
really?
That, you know, to make sure everybody stays safe and just see how we're doing. And he goes, it was really good to see you because it felt really real. And I told him when I messaged him back, I said, oh, that's good to hear. I said, yeah, it was probably me. I said, I've been told I'm a dreamwalker. And I've had enough people contact me like the next day or the next time they see me and say, oh my God, you showed up and it was real. It was different than a dream. It was real. And I said, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
And it's relating to stuff that's going on mm-hmm. in their life that I actually, as my human self, do not know.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to my spirit guide about it. And he said, yeah, some people split off at night and go, and they can go multiple places. They don't just, you can split into multiples and go. And I asked him though, I said, why don't I remember? Because I don't remember. And he said, because your body is sleeping and dreaming, and maybe you're getting messages that you need from us or whatever. So you have things that you're working on too, but your soul can go out and do other things, or parts of your soul, I guess we'll say, can go out and do other things while your body is sleeping.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I said, well, it's no wonder I'm so tired in the morning.
Because you're out wandering around all night long.
I'm off to like 18 different places. Because I'll have more than one person in the next day say, oh, you came by. And then another person says the same thing. I'm like, what? I was busy last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that I thought was kind of interesting. You know, and so I thought, oh, it just happened.
So how does that work? That's what I want to know. So if you're sleeping and dreaming about something else, and then you're still talking, walking around and telling mm-hmm. people this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm. So it almost makes me think of the show that we talked about, the multiverse.
I knew you were going to say that. Yep.
See, you're psychic.
Yeah, I am. You and
so,
I have we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
but, you know, I think it kind of goes with that, like multiple dimensions.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we tend, not everybody, but a lot of people, it's hard to get out of the idea as humans of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you are this
mm-hmm.
human body,
mm-hmm.
you are this solitary being, you know, that we forget or we don't understand, or it's hard to wrap our minds around, that everything is connected energetically. Everything is energy. And so we have these souls that are part of our body,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
they're connected. And I don't, I'm not saying it probably the right way. I'm going to get hashed on the chat room probably for this, but there's opportunities for us to expand and be different than we view ourselves as these humans.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's how I would explain it.
Yeah.
And so we can expand when we're sleeping. I do it. I know I do it.
Yeah.
The stories I've heard from people, and they're like, this is what was happening. You came and helped me.
Wow.
Like, would you know it didn't happen yesterday and I haven't seen you since yesterday, like forever.
Yeah.
And you came last night when this was happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's real.
Yeah.
And they say that the dreams, it's not a dream. It's different than a dream.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I can imagine is that I got to quit putting my headset in my whipped cream here. Sorry. I just moved again.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. See, we're getting all worked up over here. Karen says we're already off topic, so whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm totally off topic. Yes. But this kind of like intuition thing. I'm starting there because it goes with all of the things that would be considered paranormal in outside of our human senses, right? I mean, because you say intuition, but intuition could be so many different things.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about, I start with this because I'm like, well, this is something that we don't talk about.
Right.
And it is part of intuition because I don't know that we should limit intuition to just something that we see in our mind's eye as clairvoyance or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's a piece of it, but it's not the whole thing.
Yes.
So I start with that because it just happened. I just got the email this morning and it happens quite a bit. And she even said, you do get that a lot, she said in there. And I do. I get a lot of people commenting on those kind of interesting things. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lost my chat room here. So anyway, I wanted to start with that because I don't think we've ever talked about that,
no.
And it just happened. So,
yeah.
And Karen's saying intuition is the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
It is the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's a piece of many ways to receive and send information outside of our human form,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
outside of the traditional senses that we have.
Right.
So it's, I don't know. I wanted to start there because it just happened.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. And I don't know what determines someone that can do that. I mean, I never planned on it.
Yeah.
And I've, like astral travel, I've done that.
Yeah.
And out-of-body experiences.
Yeah.
You've had those, right?
No.
You haven't?
I
thought we talked about
them.
You haven't
had
any?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never consciously willed myself to do it. Let's put it that way.
But you never found yourself accidentally?
No.
Not that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Just, for some reason, I thought you had. Anyway.
No. No.
So, but it's different than that.
Yeah.
It's different.
So you're doing something else. I mean, something mm-hmm. is telling you that this is happening with them. And so you dreamwalk and you go say, well, this is what you need to do and blah, blah, blah and stuff. Right?
And I think that's I checked in on people that I'm connected with, even if I'm not connected to them closely.
Okay.
If I've been connected to them in any way, shape or form, they're in my list.
Your list.
That's what I feel is happening, is that they're in my list and I'll check on them and I'll go and check on lots of people every night or do things to help or whatever.
Well,
but it's different than astral projection
because
you're out of body travel because you're aware when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
At least when I've done it, I've been aware when it's happening. So mm-hmm. I am aware that I'm doing it where I'm not aware.
Yeah. 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 I know everybody's commenting, you know,
Timepiece says only some know how to listen. Is that to the intuition in general or what we're talking about? I'm curious. You can do it unintentionally.
That's out of the experience.
Yeah, you can. That's what I was asking because
mm-hmm.
you can all of a sudden you find yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're aware mm-hmm. that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can happen on accident. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's an interesting, but intuition and just, I guess, all of those things that go with it.
Yeah,
because you see, right,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
feel.
Mm-hmm.
I know you feel
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like what? How do you see? Because I'm curious. Because not everybody sees the same way.
How I see ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, they appear to me. And what is up with right now in this time? I'm seeing like spirits walking everywhere and shadow figures. Are you seeing this?
Oh yeah.
I mean, like,
the stuff that we talked about in the beginning
I wonder,
going on?
Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Karen said, well, nothing's been the same, because I asked her one day, we were chatting or something, and she said, oh, yeah, nothing scary, though, but she said, ever since the solstice, this has been happening, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, even at the office, Anita, So I was in the lunchroom way down at the end there by the collapsible wall. And I saw a woman in red standing right behind me. I turned around. There was nobody there. Who was it? I don't know. Some spirit hanging out up there in the Navitaire lunchroom.
So you see with your eyes, right? Like as if they were standing there in real form.
Right.
But do you also see then in your mind's eye? Do you see images?
No.
So you would see them like they were
physical.
I see
them and I can feel them.
And you can feel them, right? I know that. So you see them visually as if it was here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because there's that. I just lost my. I got to quit holding this stuff because I'm getting all.
We're getting
crazy.
All worked up here.
I use my hands to talk, and that's just probably.
I know. Me too.
So when you're working with intuition, there's different ways that you can do it or that it happens. I'm not saying like it's intentional because sometimes it's just the way it is, right? So there's the way you describe it, where you see it in the place, right? As if something or someone is now there that wasn't there a second ago. And then, so there's that way. And I don't know if there's a way to describe it. Like there's words for these. I don't know them if there are.
Right.
But then you also see, like people can see through their mind's eye. So it's like there's a little movie screen in your head that's showing you pictures that don't have anything to do with this reality that we're in. You know, they're just, it's just a picture that I see. So I could be looking at you and looking at this movie screen in my head.
Yeah.
And I will see something there while I'm talking to you that could be something I have to tell you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a different...
That's more psychic, I think, right?
I don't know. I don't know about that. It's just a different way, I think.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's also the one that is weird, and I know that this other people have this too, where you see it in your mind's eye as if it was here. So you're not seeing... what you see. You're not seeing the person here. You're seeing it in your mind's eye projecting into the space. So it's like I see it here as if this whole scene with the woman here.
Right. Okay.
And then it projects it onto here. So I don't see her there, but I see her there here.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, everybody's different, right?
Because people will say, I'll see a spirit and I'll say, oh, there's someone here. And they're like, oh, did you see her? Like, I didn't see her. I'm like, well, I see her here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see her in my head. And then I point to the corner, let's say. Mm-hmm. Like, I see her in my head in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to describe. But some people that it happens to, they totally get it.
Yeah.
Oh, we have fireworks.
Yeah,
that's fireworks.
Fourth of July.
Fourth of July fireworks. So that's what I sometimes see. And I know other people see that. And when they see that same kind of thing, they totally get what I'm talking about. Because they're like, oh, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's a couple of variations of clairvoyance, which is clairviewing.
Mm-hmm.
Clairviewing. Mm-hmm. Clairviewing is clairvoyance. And that's the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
This clairaudience. Mm-hmm. Anita's asking about hearing, clear audience. Clear audio is clear hearing. And that's same thing. You know, you either hear it as if it's here in the space, and even multiple people might hear it. And that's usually what we call in paranormal investigating a disembodied voice, right?
Yes.
Or a disembodied sound.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have a form that's actually creating the sound, but everybody can hear it. You don't have to be intuitive. And then there's almost like your mind's ear. And so your mind's eye, you're hearing it in your head, kind of like the voices in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing something that is coming through that other people wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah.
And that's coming through intuitively. So that would be clairaudience.
Yeah. I don't have that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
That one's harder to, if you're not, that one can be harder because a lot of times words and things come through and sometimes they sound like your own voice.
Oh.
So then you kind of wonder if it's your own chatter, and that's where people disregard
their
intuitive messages that come through this way because they think, oh, it's just my regular chatter in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But it can sound like your own voice. You just have to learn how to differentiate what is what.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Karen's saying, got to be careful with this stuff or you'll end up in the psych ward. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, I could be saying something and this next person over is saying the same kind of thing. And depending on our situations and who is around us and receiving or not receiving what we're saying, we could, I mean, mm-hmm. some of the stuff that I do or say, mm-hmm. I'm thinking people would say, you know, you need to be
yeah.
getting some help. And I understand that.
Yeah.
I completely understand that because it's hard to wrap your mind around it if you're not in that place
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of having those experiences or having at least one experience. Sometimes you just need one experience and it shifts you and you go, yes. oh my gosh.
What is
this? This is, that happened. It was real. And now my whole thought process goes out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So what time is it? Oh, we should take a break quick.
We do. So we're going to take a quick 2-minute break and we will be back in 2 minutes. So stay tuned with The Gathering on the Para X radio.
Sure, you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger.
What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Like what?
Like a gunshot.
But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder?
I'm sorry about our argument the other day. I'd like to make it up to you. In your office. I've been such a bad girl. I need you to correct me.
Okay. I'll unlock the door.
Hello, Ben! Ah! How are you?
Myself, I need these stories to be told.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
Phone. People. Cryptids.
Oh, I'm the calling. You think it's you listening to the words of Para X?
Welcome back here to The Gathering on the Para X Network. And this is our 4th of July week show.
Yeah.
And speaking of 4th of July, we're celebrating a little bit with our 4th of July little mini party over yeah. at Superfan Anita's. And we want to give a shout out to the troops.
Yes.
Any troops that are listening or military that is serving, veterans, thank you so much for your service.
Yes.
We are eternally grateful. Yes. So shout out to all the troops out there and veterans alike. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And happy birthday to America
yeah.
on the 4th of July.
And happy Canada Day. We're also celebrating.
That's right. And we're celebrating, oh, Canada. Because I just have to do that. So we're talking, we are talking about intuition here at on The Gathering on the Para X Network tonight. And we were just talking about Ghost Dance, who's one of our listeners, was talking about someone who could shift his molecular structure. I got to read what it says here because I'm he was told about a guy who could turn himself invisible by shifting his molecular structure sideways. This allowed him to time travel. That's interesting. And how does that work?
I would love to know how that works. How do you know what direction? Shift your molecular structure sideways. Like, what way is it now? Like, I don't get that.
It?
So, I'm curious. Takes a lot of skill, Sherry in the chat room says. Well, I would imagine, because otherwise everybody would be doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be doing it. I'd be the first one in line doing it if I could figure it out.
Exactly.
I don't understand how you shift it sideways, because what way is it now? Like, I don't...
Up and down is it
sideways? I don't know.
That's
curious. I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know either. Interesting, but... Yeah, yeah, so that really doesn't have anything to do with intuition, though. So I guess we should get back on topic since we've already had our hand slapped. We're going off topic.
We got it off topic. But it wasn't off topic. I don't think it was off topic because I started with it.
It's all a part of this. You know what I mean?
It is. So time piece is saying maybe that's what you did. That's what I did with what?
Getting into people's dreams and telling them things. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I don't think so. That doesn't feel like it. I'm looking at my spirit guide right now, and I'm like, no, it's different.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know how I did it because I didn't do it with intent. I don't do it with intention. I don't even remember it.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. He said, I remember one time he described it like an orange that separates into all its little slices, and then it comes back together as a little orange again. That's how he described it, so my brain could wrap around it. You're staring at me. Yeah, that's what he said. Stephanie's like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. He described it as being an orange, and then your little slices separate and go out to different places, and then your little slices come back together, and then you're an orange again. That's how he described it so that I could understand. He had to get down on, like, 5-year-old level, I think, to tell me that. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's one thing. So we talked about vision. We talked about hearing. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned feeling, right? So, and that some of that goes into being an empath, mm-hmm. you know, where you can feel other energies. You can feel spirits. You can mm-hmm. feel people, you know, their emotions, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. That could be, you know, you could call it an emotional intuitive. You could call it being an empath. But that, the feeling, and that gets really confusing for a lot of people because they don't always know it's not theirs. And so that's where, you know, you talk about feeling like you're in need of mental therapy, like help. When you're an empath and you don't know you're an empath, that can get really, really tricky because people, they feel roller coaster, like every day is a roller coaster of emotions and senses and things like that, because they don't understand that it's not their stuff. They're just processing everything that's coming around them as their own stuff, and that will really tip you mm-hmm. over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And so the empathing is a tough thing to work with.
You know, because I told that story last week about how I went to Pride and I couldn't handle it. You know, it was just too much. And I thought I had protected myself well enough, but apparently not, you know, so that was crazy. But yeah, it's hard to be an empath. But, you know, okay, so here's this question. So not all intuitives or people with a lot massive amount of intuition are empaths, though, correct? It doesn't really go hand in hand.
No, you don't.
So you can be intuitive and clairvoyant and not be an empath.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, because when you're an empath, it's really about processing. You feel so deeply what's around you and, like, people's emotions and spirits mm-hmm. and places. Mm-hmm. You feel them so deeply. It's you're processing that stuff as your own.
Yes.
And it makes it really tough to... Like, back before I was able to really work with my being an empath and learn how to manage it, it mm-hmm. was hard because I'd get, you know, after a few days of just interactions with people and at my job and all this stuff, I would crash and burn. And thankfully, I mean, that's one of the reasons when I was a retail manager, it worked for me because my schedule didn't have to be 5 days on, mm-hmm. you know, until I get to the holidays, which that was just, and it doesn't matter. But you could work, you know, 3 or 4 days and have 1 day off. And then you work 3 or 4 days and have 1 day off. Because working 5 days would almost kill me because you're all around all these people. You've got all these emotions. And I could be, you know, excited, crabby, sad, depressed, guilty. I mean, put the emotion out there and I could feel it all in 1 day. And none of it was mine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exhausted by the end of the day. And then after 3 or 4 days, all you want to do is crash and burn.
Yes.
I can't go out. I can't see people. I just need to, like, recharge.
Yes.
And it's just, it's an awful way to live. And,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to be, you can be intuitive without being empathic. You can be empathic without being intuitive, but it is kind of like intuitive in the way of, like, clairvoyance, clairaudience, some of those other more obvious things.
Mm-hmm.
Because being an empath, it is an intuitive trait. So,
yes.
But it's tough.
Yes.
Karen said compassion overload. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's
what it is.
If you want to try and help everyone and fix everyone and everything that you feel, yeah, you're going to
all that. But, you know, and that's how some people, you know, you can be happy as a clam and then you can be in a situation or a room or even like at work And all of a sudden, it's like you're just down in the dumps, and it's like, well, somebody's not feeling well, or somebody's feeling sad, right? And that's how, and it's like, sometimes don't you just wonder, God, I was so happy this morning. What's the issue here? I'm not understanding. Oh, somebody's unhappy here. I wonder who it is, you know? And then you try to fix it. Well, no, you're never going to fix it. No. So you just got to carry on.
Yep, you can't do it. So, yeah, so that one's a tricky one.
It is.
When it comes to the intuition piece. And, but it is manageable. And then when you do have it managed, I mean, I won't say control, because what can we control?
Not much.
I mean, I don't like to use the word control, but manage. Yeah. And when you can manage it, it really can work to a benefit. I mean, you can really work with it to, you know, understand how to keep yourself safe, how to, you know, you can tell when someone, I mean, I don't want to use it as a truth serum, but you can kind of, you know, if you're really, you know, wanting to know how someone is, and they tell you and you're like, well, I know that's not true. Not that you're going to call them out on it, but you can at least know. But there's all, I mean, there's even more ways that it can be helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. So, okay, there's lots going on in the chat room.
They're having like a side comment about that time travel thing, the sideways molecular something.
I know, the whole thing. Timepiece is saying we are made of stardust and we are golden. And then Ghost Dance is saying, I know a woman who, when she was a little girl, was in a room and this man was talking to others in the room, when suddenly everything except his eyes vanished. And a few minutes later, he appeared whole again. No adult said anything, but she, being a child of five, asked. That's,
Wow.
Yeah. And they're talking about complex molecules that are not lined up. We're kind of behind here in the chat room.
Yeah, that's kind of a whole different thing going on. So what else for intuition? Like, do you have, I'm curious for you, if there's any other ways that you find that you're intuitive?
Well, sometimes it's kind of like I kind of know if something's going to happen, which is weird. Not all the time.
Like a premonition.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Okay. Not very often, but every occasionally.
Once in a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if something's wrong with somebody that I love, for sure, it's like you just feel like a knife through the heart, right? And it's like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Yep.
You know? And, you know, you should rely on that. Because, you know, like, for example, my sister is a very – she stays up until 3 in the morning every – you know, she's retired, whatever. This is what she does. So she's never up before 9 o'clock. So if my phone rings at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's happening? But – now, as an intuitive, I would know if there was something wrong, right? So I just need to chill about that, because I would know. Well, I was just up, so I thought, you know, and it's like, oh, God, okay, whatever. But,
what about smell?
I haven't. Well, I shouldn't say that. With my dad, I do know kind of when he's around. He used to, one of his big things was he always had a can of Copenhagen with him, and he always chewed Copenhagen his whole life. In fact, when we go to dad's grave, we don't bring flowers, we bring a can of Copenhagen. And Casey takes a chew. I will not. I refuse. My dad tried to get me to take a chew all my life, and I said absolutely not. But Casey does. So Casey and my brother Chris and even Jerry a time or two took a chew, and then we, you know, talked to dad, and then we put it on his grave. But so anyway, that's a whole side story here. But so every once in a while you'll smell the Copenhagen, and it's that's here.
Yep. You know, that's a very common phenomenon, is the spirit smell, or, you know, spiritual kind of smell, and spirit communicating through smell. Because one of the things that I've learned just through doing this is, and it happens to me a lot, having different fragrances or scents, and so I'm very sensitive to scent, so I don't like a lot of scent. I don't wear perfume. I don't, nothing like that. No oils, no nothing. And because spirit really does, I think they find it easy to communicate through scent, because it gives them a quick access to memories.
Yes.
Because you smell Copenhagen, immediately you think of your dad.
I think of my dad.
Right?
Yep.
So you immediately think of your dad. I had a guy in one of my meetups, and he, we were talking about this phenomenon and how family members can communicate with us through scent, because it really is a fast memory trigger. Well, then as he, you know, it's smells that come out of nowhere. You don't know where it's coming from. And this guy is sitting there and he almost falls out of his chair. And I said, I'm like, are you okay? And he said, well, it just made sense now. This was going on for a while in his house. He would smell banana bread.
Oh.
And he was like, why am I smelling banana bread? And he'd, so he'd go outside thinking it's the neighbors, because this would happen quite frequently. And he's going outside at this point. Like, why is this? What? Where is this coming from? And when we're talking about this, he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of this before. But he didn't go there because he was thinking logically, someone in this neighborhood or in my neighbor or whatever is baking banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, oh my God, it was my grandma. She always made it every time we come over because we loved her banana bread. She always make it when the grandkids come over. And he's like, he just about fell out of his chair because he was like, oh my God, all those times. And he felt bad too because he didn't think of it. And I'm like, well, if you're not thinking that way, you're not going to necessarily think about it. So yeah, it's the fastest memory trigger, you know, is smell. So why wouldn't they work with it if they can? Because if you smell some perfume and it reminds you of Aunt Jo, if you smell this, it reminds you of, you know, Uncle Sam, whatever. It's like all of these smells are a really fast way to connect with us and to let someone know, hey, it's me. So that actually happens to a lot of people, but we think, oh, it's got to be this. So, you know, we dismiss, we rationalize, it must be the neighbors, it must be this, whatever. So, so I always think that's kind of an interesting and cool phenomenon because we don't always think about that being intuitive, you know, something like that, but it is. It is very. And you know what's interesting? I was talking to a client of mine because it was right at the beginning of the session and I stopped. I said, did you use Windex before you came in? And she's like, no. He goes, I used it like, because this was later in the day. She goes, I used it first thing this morning. I was cleaning the mirror or whatever it was. And she goes, that was like 8 hours ago. I'm like, oh. I said, well, it's like you sprayed it and as perfume and walked in. I'm like, I don't know. It's really strong. She's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no. And it was covering up her scent. And then I said, it's covering up your perfume. And she goes, I don't wear perfume. And I said, you don't? I go, you smell like that every time you come in. And she said, no, I don't. And so I'm thinking about this. And I realized that everybody, if I think about each person, they have like a scent, like each person. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't have to be perfume or banana bread or whatever. Yeah. It's like every person in my life, if I think about it and I just sit for a second and think about how I would describe it, everybody I know has a scent. And I would say that that's kind of like an intuitive connection that I have to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would describe them as, you know, whatever. So anyway, because I said, oh, it covers up your, because she has this like floral thing.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't wear anything.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. She goes, every once in a while I wear, like, I think she said coconut lotion. I'm like, it is not coconut. It's nothing, it's nothing floral. Close to coconut. And I said, oh, it just must be you. And she's like, what do you mean? And so that's what I was telling her. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess everybody kind of has
good.
This. Everybody has this scent, you know, and everybody does. It's just, everybody's is different too.
Yeah.
It's their own like little thumbprint.
Right. Right. Yeah. But you know, most of the times though, it's other ways for intuitive for me. You know, like I also know my dad's here, always, you know, but the scent of the Copenhagen, yeah, that's pretty strong sometimes. So, people often dismiss their deodorant and soap. Yeah.
Yeah. And Karen in the chat room is saying sometimes people don't think about that. I think about it because I do smell those things. And
shampoo, especially.
A shampoo really can smell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use unscented everything if I can find it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I can't handle like even like a hairspray or something. If I'm smelling a hairspray more than like 2 minutes, I will freak out. I can't smell those things. I can't.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so I love my clients, right? I love my clients. And if they're wearing something, like I can tell when people wear perfume, like I can tell. And I also can tell when there's other things. And so sometimes I'll say, oh, is it your perfume? Is it this? Because I'm having trouble figuring out where it is. And then I'll ask if I can smell can I smell your hair? I do. Yeah. And they're cool with me. They don't think I'm weird.
No,
they're like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, oh, good. Because I smell their hair. I'm like, no, it's not coming from there. So I'm like, no, it's you. So then I know it's their scent. And then I know every time I see them, I'm like, oh, that's their scent. Or no, I know they wear perfume. And so then it covers up sometimes what I can't smell. Like in the intuitive stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what Sherry is saying? It's their core energy signature scent.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Or maybe that's what it is, and I just didn't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's their energy scent.
Yeah, Karen says, I get teased because I sniff around like a dog. Yeah, I do too. But Karen, you do have a good sense of smell. I got to say, when I was up there a few weeks ago, I was amazed at the things you could smell, and I couldn't smell them. So, yeah, whatever. Perfume is tough. Covers natural signature. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a comment in the chat room. I agree. I think, I don't know. I'm not a fan of perfume anyway, but I really think it would be interesting. We're going to get off topic for like 2 seconds here. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be interesting if the entire planet stopped wearing perfume and cologne and scented everything. Because I wonder if everybody would, like half the people on the planet would realize they're with the wrong partner. Because they really, like, you know, like they realize they connected with someone through a false scent. Yeah. And I think that, like, what we're drawn to is, like, our yeah, like Anita, you were saying pheromones and hormones, all these different things mm-hmm. that we could be, like, naturally attracting, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to each other. And then mm-hmm. we cover it up and we are attracted to some false scent.
Yes.
I'm not saying everybody's going to get divorced if they start wearing perfume. Right. But, right. you know, it would be interesting to see if you stop wearing perfumes and colognes and whatever, would the people that you're attracting or whatever be different? Or would it be more? I don't know.
Either.
And if someone has to run a test on that.
Yeah.
Go,
all
go
I know is that I find Europeans wear like a massive amount of cologne and it's like I can hardly stand to be next to them. Right? Don't you find that? There's a lot of people that come visit Navitaire, especially the French, that are like, oh my God.
Let's not pick on anyone.
Oh,
we're not picking on anyone.
We're not.
I'm just but clarifying. We're not picking on anyone.
Countries, I mean, a lot of perfume comes from France. That's what I mean by that. You know, a lot of perfumes.
That doesn't mean they all wear it.
Oh, but they do. That's true.
To us.
Right.
I don't know. I think anybody can wear whatever they want.
That's
but
true.
If someone wants to run a study on what happens when you don't wear it,
yep.
that would be cool. Yep. And then let me know because I'm not doing it.
Yep.
So, yeah, Mike is asking if there's a clairvoyant sight. How about smell? Yeah, that's what we were talking about is the clairvoyant. It's that smell. And I think it's, I've heard it's called Claire Augustine. I don't know if that's exactly the name. I've heard that that's it, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up again. But yeah, that's what it would be in. It is. It's intuitive scent.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all sorts of interesting different variations of intuition, if we're going to put it under that umbrella.
Okay.
It's just sensing outside of our human senses. Mm-hmm. In some way, shape, or form, we're receiving information,
yes.
or you can send information. I mean, think of
yes.
like mental telepathy.
Yes.
You know, I would put that kind of in the category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing mental telepathy. So there is that, you know, sending and receiving information outside of your normal senses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So,
yes, very interesting. Also, you eat what you eat determines what you smell like. And that is true, too. That is very true.
Yeah. That does affect things.
So, interesting.
Anyway, we're
good comment. Yeah, we are
so,
8:50.
Blew away another hour talking about intuition. We could probably have another show on intuition in another couple weeks, but we probably won't because we have other stuff coming up.
We do.
But it's a good topic to revisit, I think.
It is, for sure, for sure. So, yeah, is there any final thoughts you want to talk about the intuition thing before we move on and kind of close out the show?
Well, I think of, there's a couple of things when I teach this in one of my classes, I talk about intuition and, well, it's how to develop it. And there's a couple of things that I think are interesting, but I don't know if I would lump them into actual like intuition and mental telepathy, mm-hmm. I guess is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think it's a skill that everybody's intuitive, right? To
right.
some degree, and you can develop it further to
yes.
some degree.
Yes.
It just, everybody's is going to be different. Like some are a lot, some aren't as much, whatever. And I think yep. mental telepathy is one of those weird things that are kind of like, a lot of, I think anybody can develop it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tested with a friend that, I don't know if I told the story, but I tested this with a friend. I was out to dinner and I said, guess what I did today? And it was like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I'm going to put a picture in my head and I'm going to send it to you. And I want you to see if you can get it. And they were just like, because it's against me, right? They're
right.
like, I'm not doing this. I don't know how to do what you do. I'm not doing it. I'm like, just try it. Just settle down. I said, it's not a test. I'm not going to get after you if you don't do it. Back and forth. Finally, they say this. And I'm like, that's exactly what I had in my head.
Really?
Yeah. Almost fell out of the chair, right? And I said, well, it's a version of what I put in my head. I said, but you, like, out of all the things that could have been in my head, you picked that. That's not a coincidence. I said, so this is what I was doing. And it was basically what this person said. It was a variation of. I said, you could have gone a thousand, million right. different ways.
Right.
And you went there. I said, see? I go, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't setting this person up to make him feel good. It actually happened.
Yeah.
And, it was cool. So I think anybody can develop that, like, mental telepathy kind of back and forth communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's kind of cool. And also, psychometry is where you hold an item and you get information from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, as I'm looking at you, Stephanie, someone sat in your chair. Stephanie moved out of her chair and sitting on the floor because
my computer needed to be plugged in.
And she had to plug in. So she's moved. And now the spirit just sat in her chair. Like, to be funny, because they don't need a chair.
Right.
But they sat down.
What kind of a spirit? Anybody we know?
No. She's just passing through.
She just passing through and decided to sit on my chair. I love
She's just like, oh, look, I can sit there.
I can sit here. That's interesting. And that's like, you know, remember when I think about touching things, remember that rock that Casey brought back from Pompeii? Oh, my God, you could just feel it. Remember I brought it to that radio show and I had you and Tim feel it, too? It's like, oh, my God, the things this thing can tell us. You know, it was unbelievable. Well, you know what? Here we are at the end of the hour again. Again.
We're here.
Well, how does this happen?
Because we just have loads of fun.
We do.
And talk, really which is good for radio.
I know. So one more shout out to the troops for listening. If you're listening, thank you so much for your service. We wouldn't have a 4th of July without you. Let's just put it that way. And happy 4th of July, everyone. If you are in the Minnesota, you know, Midwest area and want to come up to Reamer this weekend, come see us, because Heidi and I will be at Bigfoot Days in Reamer. You can find out more on the Squatchers Facebook page.
Yep. And we want to lots of thanks.
Yes.
Not just the troops, but Sarge, our producer, all of you listeners, everybody in the chat room, and of course, the ParaX Network for keeping us on for, what is it, 4.5 years?
And they still like us.
And they still like us.
Yay!
And happy 4th to everybody. Happy Canada Day to everybody, our neighbors to the north. And we'll be back next week. I believe we have a guest on next week.
We do. Don Sherman, who's he's an Ojibwe elder up at the Leech Lake Reservation. And he's a really good friend of ours. And he is going to come on and talk about not only Bigfoot, but I think other cryptids as well. And we'll see him this weekend. I believe he'll be at Bigfoot Days too. So
perfect. Awesome. So thanks, everybody. Have a great holiday. Have a great week. And we'll check in with you next week.
Night, everyone.
Night.